this for this last 30 years, and I have spoken to Sean on it several times, and everybody agrees with what I'm saying, but nothing was happening. I have, in fact, a letter from Assistant Commissioner Eddie Rock as far back as 2006.
I was going to say that. He's going back a bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, his attitude then was their methods are antiquated, so nothing has changed. So if this is an improvement, anything has to be an improvement.
Did we really, though, in fairness, have to wait for technology to catch up and for it to be affordable in reality? Because obviously, you know, you're testing, you need a piece of equipment that's testing now for cocaine, ecstasy and cannabis, to name three. I presume that's a complex piece of equipment.
Well, I have no doubt that it is or it will be. But if you take into account the stuff you're after mentioning there, morphine, heroin, and opiates, and methadone, and cocaine, I mean, this stuff remains in the system for up to 3 days, and in some cases up to 5 to 10 days.
It's hard to believe, really, I suppose, up until now, given the fact that we know, unless you've got your head buried in the sand, that there are a lot of people that use illegal substances. And the effect they have on you when you're driving, yet obviously...
Well, if you take into account, we have 30-plus deaths in this county as a result of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it mightn't all necessarily be drug-driven. But how many are...
There seems to be some confusion, PJ, as to the sanctions for being found under the influence of drugs... when using this new piece of equipment. Why does it seem that the law is lagging behind the equipment, given the fact that we've been talking about this for over a decade now?
Yeah, well, I mean, the law is dragging its heels on the drugs issue anyway, because you have a situation here in Donegal where there is no drugs unit, and I'm reliably informed that it's down now to one member in Letterkenny. And you know as well as what I do, if you go down that street, you'll get whatever you want.
Or any street, in fairness.
Any street, oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And why this problem has not been dealt with yesterday rather than tomorrow is beyond me. Because I have letters from all of the councillors, all of the ministers, Senator Jimmy Hart, anybody. Mm-hmm. And support of the drug driving campaign.
But on the positive, this is a great leap forward in that, you know, the penalty points and compulsory testing, you know, the roadside for drink, these did have an impact. These measures did have an impact on people's driving behaviour. So rather than sort of catching people, if you have the measures in place, it can be a deterrent. And there was no real proper deterrent for drug driving, would you agree? And at least we have that now.
Drug driving deterrent was a joke, if it wasn't so serious. Because the Donegal Road Safety Campaign organised an anti-drugs campaign way back in 2007. And it's only recently was the first time ever I seen it in our local papers where a drug driver was convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And fined, as they said then, Garda in this area target drug drivers. You could face a four-year driving ban and a fine of up to 5,000. That was two very observant Garda Gordon and Sergeant McGee.
Mm-hmm. And in fairness to Gardaí, generally speaking, they cannot enforce the law if they're given the tools to do so. And
well,
heretofore, that didn't
happen.
Well,
as you rightly say, I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on. And to expect people to stand out in the roadway and stand on one leg, some of them could stand on their heads.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Transport, was asked about, you know, tidying up road traffic laws. And obviously we're coming to an election and it could be pushed back beyond that. But he hopes that... it'll all be tidied up in the first half of next year, which in conjunction with this new piece of equipment, which allows for a sample of saliva to be tested at the roadside, you would hope this time next year then we won't have to talk about this in terms of an enforcement perspective.
Well, I would certainly hope not, Greg, because there have been so many promises in the past and all the different launches of drug driving campaigns and what have has come to nothing, really.
In truth, it's a suck it and see situation. We'll not count our chickens until we actually see, because, as you say, there have been a few false dawns in this area and other areas of traffic law.
It's a very, very serious problem, as I've already outlined to you. The 30 plus deaths, they mightn't all be drug driven, but they're 30 plus as a direct result of drugs abuse.
Mm. Which is, and it's probably the tip of the iceberg in terms of drugs use. I mean, we do not have a big population, but it's not a massive population. 30 deaths from substance abuse is an incredibly high number in any.
Well, 30 plus, and that's only in this county alone. Yeah. But as I say, the drugs unit are non-existent anymore. We, at one time, had 14 members working full-time at the drugs issue, and now Donegal, they're gone, and Cavan and Monaghan are gone as well. Border towns and border counties are suffering as a result.